themselves, not split with another band. So actually, it's just their own 7-inch. before that, some Woolworm from No Caps, a song called Woolworm. And I started off the set with Synthkick off the album Musicophilia. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hall is the program. And now it's time to switch over to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Nam Shub.
was a tune we wrote yesterday in our studio called The Rattle. And I want to thank Ben and CITR. Doing sound, and anybody who's listening, we think you're cool, and go to a lot of shows. The grand opening of Astorino's by Safe Amp is on Saturday. You should go. A bunch of cool bands. The song is called LARPing. It's off our first album called Cascadia.
I'll pull you to the break it. Yeah.
first assumption of that was a extended jam post LARPing that we just made up right now. Hey Ben, what's up, dude? Should we? How much time do we got, man? 20 minutes or so to play, or we'll just call it quits. We were gonna do a really bad cover of Radiohead, but thinking now that we sounded kind of good, we're not gonna do that.
All right, sounds good. Do you just want to come into the studio and chat a bit then, or?
Yeah, sure. If we run out of things to say,
yeah,
then we'll just come back and play play the worst Radiohead you've ever heard.
All right. Yeah, that's a guarantee. Ben's walking over right now. I'm talking about what he's doing. He's walking. He's walking. He's walking. So is the band. Is Ben there now?
All right, that was Namshab. They're going to run in the studio and chat with me in about 3 seconds' time. Let's bring... Oh, here I go. Here already. Hello, guys. It was great. It was a great set. Have a seat.
Thanks.
Just talking. How are things going?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's kind of late. It's kind of sleepy, but nice. Yeah.
Yeah, sleepy. How come? You guys woke up early? Work
no,
late?
No, we're just those sorts of people, I guess.
It was
just
probably hanging out in the sun today.
Yeah, that was it. When the sun comes out again and you're drenched in it for a really long time, you just kind of feel like death at
night
time.
No right? Tolerance.
Yeah.
You need first to build up. Yeah, exactly.
You guys go to the beach at all or no? No.
It's what we call Strathcona Beach, which is McLean Park in Strathcona. There's no beach.
Right.
Yeah, McLean Beach, Strathcona Beach, either or.
Yeah. It's a nice park. It's the McLean Park. The park right by like Hawks and...
Yeah,
Hawks
yeah.
and Kiefer.
Hawks That's Kiefer. The one.
That's a good one. That's a good one. You guys on Namshab, do you want to quickly introduce yourself to the people out there in Radioland, maybe?
You go first.
I'm Caton, and I was the guy playing the bass.
I'm Bill. I was singing and playing the guitar.
My name is Matthew Brian Harris. I was playing the drums.
Maddie.
My full name is Matthew Brian Harris. Thank you.
Perfect. And sometimes you have another member? Or
yeah.
Scotty Lee Bowe, he's usually playing the sweet keys. He tickles them ivories.
He's twist them knobs.
Twist them knobs, and is handsome, which is not part of the band, but he is. He is away with his partner doing something else.
Oh, well, good thing it's radio because you don't really need handsomeness on the radio. That's why he got a day off. No. Let's talk a bit about the band. How it says you guys started about 3 years ago. It says right here.
Yeah.
It's probably about 4 years. It was 2009.
Yeah.
Or longer?
Mid 2009, I think.
Yeah. Were you guys all? Were you guys in the project before that together, or something different, or completely?
How about you tell the story?
Okay, my really good friend who goes by the DJ name Tusk, who's part of Light of Sound crew. He was putting on a series of events back then called Blood Sounds, and they were happening at what was 152-156 West Hastings, which what people called the Red Gate.
Right.
And the Blood Sound events were focused around like really hard, more experimental dance music and or noise. And we lived together at the time, and he's like, "You're playing, make up a band, deal with it." So I started Step and Razor. And Step and Razor turned into collaborations with Bill and with Scotty separately, and then we just turned into a band. After I played, I think Step and Razor played twice as Step and Razor,
mm-hmm.
and they were, or three times. I think we played Scott and I played the sinking ship with Magnetic Ring, and anyways,
We played a noise set at Café du Soleil. It was really funny
with Woolworm for this this thing. And anyways, so we were a three piece. We became a three piece, and then somebody who has now since left the band, we were a four piece, and then he left the band, and then we were a three piece again, and then we became a four piece when we realized that we. Either like we'd keep making improv noise, which like can only go so far, or start structure. And Caton Diab picked up a bass guitar and started laying down really good tunes. And then basically what that initial coming together that the songs off of Cascadia, were born out of the jams of the basement of the Red Gate. And those songs are really old.
It's my bass lessons. It's an album of my bass lessons.
Yeah. And yeah, that's basically
right.
The deal.
Nice. So do you guys have something new in the works? That this came out pretty recently, though.
No.
But yeah, we recorded it in 2010. We were just sitting for the longest time because we're all just, like I said, sleepy cats.
Yeah.
Money and sleep and sleep and money.
Yeah, right. One mixing week every 2 months.
Right.
I like to convince myself that it was really just stewing and that it was like we just wanted it to be absolutely perfect. But mostly it was like a financial...
Well, that's a lot of time. But like the person that was on the show last week, she basically same thing. She recorded some. She had a CD release last weekend, but the album was done like, in 2009 or something.
Uh huh.
And she went away to Africa for a couple years.
Cool.
Yeah. But she just sometimes
we went away to McLean Beach for 2 years and thought about did we record an album?
Yeah. We really need to put that out.
Release it.
We just put out two ragas. On it, which is at our Bandcamp. Nomshub.bandcamp.com. You can download them, I think.
Yeah, they're
this
they're
afternoon. Released this afternoon.
Yeah, actually. Just put
them. Why you don't say release it?
It's one of the tunes is called Tidal Raga,
yeah,
and the other one is called Bison Coat Raga, and the latter was from the end of a tour we did with OK Vancouver OK and KMVP.
I get it now, the bison coat thing.
Yeah, our Scotty, who found this bison coat, wore it the whole last day before we before the guys played at
Crace Mountain.
Like a coat with a
bison. It's like, yeah. It looks like a bison coat. It's not real, though.
Okay.
But he looked really cool.
He was complaining of the rat dander his whole sleep, though. We were sleeping on a really tiny school bus crowded with people.
Right.
Rat dander.
Yeah. But, yeah, and then we have songs recorded that are demos that we're pretty stoked on.
Sweet. Any plans on going away in the summer, playing somewhere else?
We're playing a bunch of festivals. Do you want to talk about it, Bill?
Yeah, a bunch of festivals around BC. There's one in Prince George. It's there.
What's it mean?
I don't know. I don't know if it's even got a name yet. It's the first year that this guy is doing it, but it actually sounds... It sounds pretty cool.
That sounds like a pretty cool guy.
We know it's in a room, right? That's what we
know. Yeah, yeah, we know
there's a festival in a room in Prince George.
I think it's a room with high ceilings. Room with high ceilings festival in Prince George. Be sure to make it out. We're also doing Arts on the Fly, which is in this little town of Horsefly by Williams Lake. We're doing... We actually kind of run a... festival.
We do
run a festival in collaboration with a bunch of other friends out in the Kootenays in the small town of Winlaw. It's called The Field.
Okay.
And so we're working on that.
Why Winlaw? Like why?
Are you guys there's Kootenays? A farm there called White Crow Farm.
Okay.
And there's a Raise the Hoof tour which is coming up with the Taylor Lynx from California and Buckman Co. And the Raise the Hoof show is in May 11th. And it, And so Raise the Hoof happens in the spring, and then The Field happens in the late summer. And why it's there is because a lot of us are really good friends with the people who work there and live there. Which are like two families with like younger kids, and they are really dedicated to having organic food and organic animals for you to eat and whatnot, and or whatever, you know. And it's a really good place, and it's a family friendly festival where we want.
You can't eat the animals at the festival.
No. Actually, last festival they were serving the meat from the farm.
You can't just go out and
you can't
choose.
Just walk.
No, that'd be really messed up.
Yeah, $10.
The reason why it's there is because we want to raise awareness about, like for me, we want to raise like farming is a viable thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are like your peers and my peers are doing it, It's important that people our age are thinking about that instead of just staying in the city, all of us, because we all need food, shelter, and water, which which Vancouver. Is the name of our friend's album that just came out, Okay, Vancouver, Okay.
Okay.
It's also the this property is, like, just to slip it in there, one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my life. It's right on the Slocan River and just, like, astonishing.
Sweet.
For the record, one of us says hoof, not hoof. And that's me, I say hoof. Raise the hoof.
Whatever, man.
Raise the hoof.
Great.
Raise the root.
You guys play any shows in Vancouver?
We're playing tomorrow night at 8:55 East Hastings with Hello Moon and two other bands. Who are they?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Where's the 8? That's
it's at 8:55 East Hastings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which intersection is it by?
Hawks and Hastings.
Oh, is that the same place? Is that the same place that OK Vancouver OK played?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
That was their place.
Is there a name for it? Or just call it? Just called the name. Yeah.
It's like the place where the old Redgate crew and Roy G. Biv crews have converged.
Converged, yeah.
And there's a bike club there, and
it's a nice
space.
That's
went there for the first time ever last week. It was good.
Cool. What for?
You should come back
for the Vancouver
show.
Oh, yeah.
And for that block, it's actually, and I just assume it's through the back door, because almost every other venue that used to be on that block.
Yeah, like Secret or the Emergency Room or Goody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, but we don't care anymore. It's a holy war.
Yeah.
People come through the front door. We don't care.
Yeah, perfect.
Look at us. There's mirrors. We're actually allowed
to be there, so it's not a... like a weird scene.
Sweet. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
That sounded great.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Why don't we play a song off this old album? Is that cool? Do you guys want?
Yeah, sure. I think, is Orbit the one with your vocal sample?
Yeah.
Can you play Orbit, please?
Yeah. No, actually, we got about, it would fit in the time slot as well.
Cool.
Perfect. So, Orbit from the album Cascadia. Namshub, thank you very much for coming out. Have a great summer.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
And
support local radio.
Yeah, awesome. Coming up next is... Sorry for...
Logan Wolf,
sure.
Logan Wolf.
Logan. And also, thanks, Irene, for sound and everything tonight.
Yeah, Irene, you're great.
Thanks, Irene.
Cascadia. Orbit. Thank you.
Hello. You've got Logan on the air with you now, with my guest here, Amber, in the studio. Shout out to those last guys. That was really good stuff. You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, Canada. We're going to play a couple tracks that I don't really know to start off. And we'll see how that goes. So yeah, we got Soul Jazz here. First track up. Let's do this.